beginning the 16th of August, Brian Hodgin has a new tutorial that's available. He joins us now to tell us about it. Brian, welcome to the program. You have a tutorial out that is specifically of interest to WindowEyes users.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much for letting me come on the program once again, Jonathan. Some time since I've spoken to you. This tutorial is going to be called Get WindowEyes with WindowEyes. And obviously it is of specific benefit to WindowEyes users and potential users. I think that's the important thing. There were several reasons, really, for producing this tutorial. First of all, to be quite honest, the people who were purchasing WindowEyes in Britain wanted a British tutorial to go along with it.
It's
a bit of a culture thing.
Yes, indeed.
They just wanted something that was going to be produced in their country. They also felt that the documentation which was being provided as standard with WindowEyes was not suitable for several reasons, which I'm quite happy to go on to later on. But the other reason was that I felt it was important that there was a product out there which could showcase the power of WindowEyes, because there is a perception here in Britain, quite a strong perception, that WindowEyes is not one of the leading screen readers. I would actually disagree with that, and I hope that professionals and individuals will listen to this tutorial and they'll think, oh yeah, WindowEyes actually can do things really much better than some of the other screen readers which are being recommended.
That's interesting, because in the UK it's more of a Jaws and Howe thing, isn't it? Whereas in the US it's Jaws and WindowEyes.
That's exactly right. Yes, it is. And there are one or two other lower-cost screen readers entering into the arena now. So I'm keen, together with some other people, to bring more of a focus to WindowEyes in the UK.
So how long is this tutorial?
Well, it's actually people are getting a bit of a bargain, because it's about 6.5 hours, I would say. And if I can take you through some of the items that are in there, we begin with an introduction and a chapter on installation and setup, and that actually covers directions on how to get WindowEyes to perform optimally with the various Windows operating systems, and obviously there's quite a few permutations of that. Then there's a chapter on starting WindowEyes and adjusting speech parameters. And then I've divided it into a series of parts with hopefully some rather sort of catchy titles for a change. The first one is actually called Look Through Any Window. And we actually talk about how WindowEyes interacts with the Windows operating system. We talk a little bit about WordPad and opening and closing WordPad, composing a first document, because obviously when a visually impaired person gets a computer for the first time, that's maybe what they would want to do. There's a lot about selecting text and saving and retrieving files. We talk a little bit about terminology, for example, definitions of the various controls in a dialog box, and also obviously the WindowEyes keys that go along with reading those items. We talk about the desktop, the system tray, and the taskbar, etc. And there's quite a big section on the use of Windows Explorer. Then we go on to the next part, which is called Global versus Local, and that discusses how the speech parameters and the various settings in the WindowEyes control panel can be used across all applications and also on an application-by-application basis. The next part is called A Word to the Wise, and there's a brief little tutorial there, well fairly extensive, on Microsoft Word and how WindowEyes interacts with that. Probably the biggest section in the tutorial is called The World is Your Oyster, and that relates to Internet Explorer. We talk there, obviously, about navigating web pages, the way you can do that through frames and a list of links and so on. And also tables are included, filling out forms. And there's a really good example as well of a Flash page, a page composed in Flash, because that's really important. And those pages, as you know, are becoming increasingly more common.
Yes.
Next part is that you've got mail. We talk about predominantly Outlook Express, but introduce people to Eudora as well. Acrobatics obviously relates to Outlook Express. No, it doesn't. It relates to Acrobat Reader and reading PDF files. Mousing around talks about the mouse movement keys, because obviously when you get an application for the first time, it's important to use those keys together with obviously the standard menu bar and any context menus. And we wind it up with a couple of chapters about the Windows help system and some hotkeys as well.
That's a pretty comprehensive rundown. So where do you feel, or where do some of your clients feel, that the documentation in Windowise falls down?
Well, GW Micro, obviously, they are extremely... They have a lot of expertise in the field of programming, obviously. If they didn't, they wouldn't be able to... they wouldn't actually be able to create the screen reader that they have managed to do. But with respect, I don't feel that they have the necessary expertise in the field of training. There have been a lot of issues I'm hearing in the past tutorials that have been shipped out with Windowise. Going back to the 4.0 tutorial, the trainer was actually talking over the speech a lot of the time, over what Windowise was saying. We've now got a situation where you actually you don't get a full cassette version of the tutorial at all. You've got to pay for it if you want it on tape. Now, granted, it's actually on the CD-ROM, but it's in one huge MP3 file lasting about 6 hours, which is obviously very difficult to navigate around. So I don't really think that it's been thought out too well, and there are also assumptions made that the person is very familiar with certain Windows concepts, even when the tutorial starts, like what is a dialog box and that kind of thing. So really, what do you do when you don't have those skills? You buy them in from somewhere else, and that's really what I'm coming to now, because that's what I'm trying to encourage agencies who sell Windowise, particularly in the UK, to do, and that is to obviously purchase the tutorial. What's been interesting from my point of view, though, since I've actually launched this venture and started letting people know about it, is that I have to say I've gained a great deal of support from individuals from lots of different countries, which I didn't expect. So it's not just me that's saying what I'm saying.
I must admit, it's something that I've not thought much about. I look at the manual and think, the manual's actually reasonably well written, but when it comes to the tutorial kind of thing that you're talking about, Windowise doesn't keep up, does it? When you look at the materials that come with HAL, I think I have to say HAL is the most impressive package in this regard I've seen. There's just so much documentation and material on audio CD that you can get, and of course you've got the JAWS training tapes. Really good quality tutorial material should be part of the package.
Well, I think it should, really, and it's unfortunate in a way that I've had to do this, because you shouldn't have to pay extra to get good quality training to learn how to use your screen reader, I don't think. GW Micro themselves are very aware of what it is that I'm doing, and before I even announced it to anybody, out of a matter of courtesy, I let them know. But as a result of all this, Computer Room Services, who actually do sell Windowise in the UK, they will be giving the tutorial away with every full copy of Windowise which is sold. And obviously that is really exciting news from not only my point of view, but from everyone else's as well, for the reasons which I've said earlier. But obviously, Force 10 are the main UK agents for Windowise. That's not a phrase I like to use because it's degrading to some of the other companies, but it happens to be true because all the companies in the UK do actually purchase Windowise from Force 10. But their position is that they're actually looking into the possibility of producing a Windowise tutorial. And in the course of their investigations, they've actually contacted me and asked for or about pricing. Now, obviously, we've talked a little about that, and I've had no further reaction, so I don't know what's going to happen there. But I think the way forward, if I can say, is assistance from main menu listeners. People have asked me to produce this tutorial, and they've written to me, and they've, you know, there's been a really significant number have said, yeah, it's a fantastic idea, Brian, go for it. I've done it. I've produced it. But if people feel that this is the way forward, and perhaps that my tutorial should be either included with Window Eyes, or at the very least, any company selling Window Eyes should be selling the tutorial or recommending it to other people, then, you know, please email GW Micro or Force 10 in the UK and let them know that this is what should be happening. If you know of an agency who sells Window Eyes in any part of the world at all, put them in touch with me. Get them to write to me or tell them about the existence of this product, because it's obviously through only communication that we can move forward on this one.
You know, when I hear about people's preferences for accents, it's a marvel to me that I'm able to put food on the table. There is all sorts of there's all sorts of feedback in the UK about American accents, and I note, for example, that in the US they've overdubbed the Teletubbies with an American soundtrack. So I'm wondering, what kind of feedback do you get from the US about your tutorials and your very lovely British accent? Do you get many purchases from that neck of the woods?
Well, I do actually, and it's been a bit of a slow start. You may recall when I started producing these a couple of years ago, I was on the main menu program, and I was saying it was rather difficult to break into the US market, so to speak. But I can honestly say that I now get quite a few purchases from the US and from other English-speaking countries as well, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. So obviously, I'm really glad about that.
Yeah, it seems to be more of a British-US thing than anything else. I don't think other countries are quite as sensitive to it as the Brits and the Americans. I'm not quite sure why that is. Perhaps it goes back to 1700 and something.
It may do, I don't know about.
How much is this tutorial selling for people who may be already Window Eyes users and want to purchase it in their own right?
Well, they can actually purchase it for £25 or $40. One thing I would like to say is that it's actually going to be on 6 cassettes. Presentation, I think, is everything, together with, obviously, ease of use of the tutorial. So, if you buy it on cassette, it actually comes neatly packaged in a presentation case holding 6 cassettes, and each cassette is actually has a tactile and a different colour indication on it so that you can easily identify it. But what's particularly impressive, I think, is the CD-ROM version of it, because each chapter is contained within its own high-quality MP3 file, and there's no big deal about that, of course. We've been doing that for a good while. But what is particularly good is that when you insert the CD into the CD-ROM drive of your computer, Internet Explorer launches automatically, and you actually get an HTML page, and of course, Window Eyes is very good at supporting Internet Explorer. And so what the person will be able to do is to just arrow down the hyperlinked table of contents, and they'll be able to press enter on any given link, and the MP3 file will play. Obviously, they can bring up a list of links or whatever it is that they want to do, but, you know, I think this will be a really good step forward, and just these little things just make it a little bit easier to use.
Yes, I'm very pleased with that trend, because I've noticed also in a lot of e-texts that I've read recently that come on CD-ROM that increasingly people are pointing you to very nice accessible HTML pages that exist on the disk, and it makes it so easy to navigate the material.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, what I've been doing before is just getting the users to browse through the MP3 files in Windows Explorer. I've appropriately labelled, of course, so that it's very clear as to what you would expect when you pressed enter on it, but it's not quite the same. This is going to be, you know, much more automatic and very user-friendly.
Mm.
What I was also going to say was that I am finding that a lot of people are purchasing the tutorials on CD-ROM now, not just because of the quality, but also because with the RNIB Talking Book service that's been launched here, the digital version of it, the RNIB are actually sending out the Victor Classic players, and also, obviously, as you'll know, as you had on main menu, I think it was last week when this goes out, because
yeah.
I was hearing it today, there was an item from VisuAid about the Victor Classic and Pro players. And they are excellent machines. And, of course, you can play CDs with MP3 files on them. And we're finding this to be an excellent study aid, really, because, obviously, you can use the tutorial on the Victor players. You can skip back and forward through the chapters. You can put bookmarks in. And it doesn't tie up the computer, so you can go through the exercises with me. As I'm doing them in the tutorial, and it just makes the whole process of learning that much nicer. So I'm really pleased that the Victor players are becoming much more widely available, and of course portable MP3 players as well.
And I understand that Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic are rolling out similar product in the US, so if not already, then ultimately customers...
Yeah, there was a brief reference to that, in the item,
right.
And I think they said it was going to be about September time, but for once, we're a little bit in front, actually, over here in Britain, because we've got over 2,500 book titles in the DAISY format, which is a huge leap forward, I think.
Absolutely good on you over that. Now, I'm wondering, are you going to be doing a volume 2? Because I see that there apparently doesn't appear to be any reference to using user windows and hyperactive windows, and of course those dreaded floating windows, which I still don't understand, and I've been using WindowEye since 1.0, and I still can't make a floating window do what I want it to do.
Before me, I started with 3.1. There will be. It'll be about October time by the time that gets out. The original intention was that I would actually incorporate a whole lot of information about creating set files in this version. Then I decided I was being a bit too ambitious because obviously the client groups may be separate anyway. What we're talking about here is obviously starting out with Windows and WindowEyes and learning, getting a good grounding in all aspects of that. And really the set file audience may be a little different. So that will come along. And, obviously as a person who creates these things, I'd be quite keen to convey the knowledge about that.
And just while we have you there, how is your configuration service going, where people pay an annual subscription to get access to a range of set files and script files and map files that you produce?
Well, it was more popular than I envisaged, because when I spoke to you back in January, it only really got off the ground then. I am now selling various configuration files on an individual basis as well, because there was quite a demand for that. But there was also quite a good demand, I have to say, for the whole service, for people who have multiple screen readers. What I have to say is that because of the structure of the map file creation system within HAL and Supernova, I feel a bit disappointed in that I'm not able to get all the configuring done for different applications that I would have liked. That I'd be quite willing to admit if it was a failing on my part, but I don't think it is. I actually think that the screen reader doesn't allow me to do everything that I want to do, and I really don't like producing things that are substandard. So that's tailed off a little bit as far as HAL and Supernova is concerned, although I have today received my update to that, which is 5.10, which will address some of the difficulties. But as far as JAWS and WindowEyes are concerned, going very well. I'm going to update a lot of the scripts that I have out there for JAWS 4.5 particularly. WindowEyes, we've got some new Word sets out there, and they actually give you even more functionality in respect of Microsoft Word. And I'm working on some Excel ones as well, which should prove to be of enormous benefit to people who actually use spreadsheets.
Excellent. And if people want to find out more information, where's the place to go?
Well, it's you can get all the ordering information and everything you need from the website, which is at www.hartgen.org. You can actually use .org.uk as well, because we had a problem at one stage and we had to go over to org.uk, but the org's back again. So either of those addresses will be absolutely fine.
That's brilliant. Well, WindowEyes with WindowEyes is the tutorial, and sounds like it could be a worthwhile investment for those people who really want to unleash the power of the mind's eye, as they say. So I appreciate you.
it'll be rock solid access.
Good on you. I appreciate you. Thank you very much for coming on the show again.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.